Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fred Lenartz, the subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. And we are live right now inside of the studio. It's been a little while since we've been inside of the studio, everybody. And we are excited to be here with you. But we don't want it to be just us. So help us out and tag a car guy.
And tag a car gal. And share.
And now it's time for our incredible solutionary guest today. So we want to make welcome the one,
the only, Nick Markosian.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Wow, what an introduction. Thanks, guys.
We're excited to have you here. Just an amazing person. What's so funny is I always believe that stars align for certain reason, and certain people attract each other as friends and in networking. And when we saw your marketing and when we saw the very first video that we ever saw from you, I was blown away. I was like, this guy is exactly my cup of tea. Like this, he's all about his people. He's not afraid to put himself out there. He wants people to know that it's a fun place to come buy vehicles, and we have a lot of vehicles to sell. So come on, let's have some fun. Nick, thank you so much for being on the show, brother. We appreciate you.
I'm honored to be on it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are so thankful that, again, you're here with us taking the time. We know that you are moving and grooving. If anybody's doing anything in the middle of the day in the car business, you know it is hard to pin them down for a conversation. Yeah. You know the deal, everybody. I know, right? And my goodness, there are solutionaries all over the place that are learning how to master their time. And Nick Markosian is leading the way inside of that, yes. Whether it's staying physically fit to making sure he gets time to be on the set playing his instrument. Folks, he is a man of many talents that finds a way to fuse it all inside of the day. And with that, he does it by embracing some great people around him and pouring out consistently. And inside of that, sir, we are honored to have you here. We're going to have a fun ride today on the show. But you know what we got to do before we get this brewing. You just did it with us inside of the session we had with your team today. But you get to do it right here on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We're going to forgive, focus, and fly so we can start this five liner.
Let's do it.
So on three, one, two, three,
forgive.
Focus.
Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing, y'all.
That's right, everybody. Now we are ready for a five liner. Let's brew.
All right, we got Joanna saying hello from Snapcell. What's going on, Jana? Thank you for tuning in on LinkedIn. Folks, we are everywhere, as you guys can see. Not only are we on Facebook Live right now streaming this, we're on YouTube. We're on literally everywhere. LinkedIn Live right now. So go check it out. Share it wherever you love to look at social. We're there. And this show will later be on podcast. So be ready for that too. So excited to do this show. Excited to get this thing started. But man, I got to tell you something. We have these five questions we like to ask everybody, Nick. And these questions are pretty awesome questions. It's called the five liner, and there's a reason why. They're the same five questions. To me, it's the recipe success. It's for other people to be able to hear how great this industry is, the people that are in it, and how they got to where they're at. But before we do that, we got to come visit your store last month. And I'm going to tell you, the hospitality was second to none. We were lucky and fortunate enough to be there for your quarterly meeting, and what a meeting that was. And we got to visit five of your six stores. Five of his six stores, my friends. So we got to visit them.
A lot of people.
Great people all the way around. Each one hungry for more. Each one hungry to help people. Each one with customers inside coming in to make payments, to have conversations, to just get a cup of coffee in some places, just to hang out. The environment was phenomenal. I'm so glad that we got to come visit. Even just driving around, the views, the food. Oh my gosh. It's one of the most understated places.
Seriously.
I'm telling you, folks, if you want to go to a foodie town, that's really a foodie town that you don't even, no one talks about. And man, I'm going to tell you, I enjoyed every bit of it, The night that we went out and watched you play, thank you for being such a great host and hanging out with us for a little bit afterwards with your kids. It was a phenomenal time and it was a memory that I'll never forget. So thank you so much, Nick, for your time.
Very cool. I'm glad you enjoyed it so much.
Heck yeah, we did have. Speaking of enjoy it, goodness, folks, you're used to going into a library anywhere, and you got to be like, shh, quiet, hold on. Folks, we got together with this team, and we had a car guy, car gal conga line going all around inside of a library. Everybody, you understand, that's like next level enjoyment right there. Everybody gets to be a kid inside of a car guy, car gal conga line. The entire team did it, all moved together, folks. Man, that was joy on a whole other level. I was like a kid in a candy store. I was like a kid being as loud as I wanted to be inside of a library. That's what happened. And brother, we appreciate it. We honor that. And again, it's just part of the incredible experience that we had inside of Salt Lake City for the first time. We can't wait to be back out there with your team. We had a great session with them earlier today. Sir, you are ridiculously blessed with some great people, and they are blessed to have you, and the industry is blessed to have you inside of it. So with that said, everybody get your coffee cup emojis out and let's have a five liner.
Let's do it.
Enjoy.
Let's do this five liner. I got five awesome questions for you. Vanjie says, hey, hello, have an awesome day. We got a Facebook user says this is going to be awesome.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
we got Nick Markosian on the show. Of course, it's going to be awesome. Then we got, hey boys. Hey, what's up? And of course we saw the Joanna one. What's going on, Joanna? Thank you for joining us. And then we got Shelly. Oh, I love her, man. She's amazing, from Agora. Forward thinking and brewing with the best in the industry. Thanks, Car Guy Coffee and Nick Markosian. Great video. Yeah, so
true.
Thank you so much for joining us. So first question.
Let's just
kick this thing off. Nick, my very first question for you is, what is your why? What drives you? What makes you wake up every day and just go ham and just keep growing the business that you're in? Hey, dealers. Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
I think my why is to live, is to see the vision I have, the potential I see for my businesses and for myself, and try to live up to that potential. Try to move towards that potential that I think the things that are important to me can have. And I think that really is it. I just want to see if I can do it. If I can turn this enterprise into a 300 car a month store, if I can get up to 7,000 accounts, if I can get ready for this 75 mile gravel race I'm signed up for on August 25th. If I can, I just got back from a jazz music camp at Stanford last week with my 19-year-old son. He plays the piano. And I want to see if I can improve my harmonics and my theory and my jazz theory and improve my solos and improve my fingers and get a little faster and on and on. And so that's the why.
It's the whole keep growing mantra, right? Yeah. You don't want to stop. You know that there's more. The room for improvement is vast, but that's good. That a lot of people are like, oh, I got to grow. No, you get to grow more. You get to do things and live a better life than you did yesterday. Oh, and that's phenomenal, Nick. And that's so true. And I love that you're reaching for the stars, because you deserve the stars. We all do. There's not a person on this planet that if you put the work behind your faith, you don't deserve the stars. You should get abundance of everything. But it takes work. And you know that.
It takes a vision. It takes seeing it and believing that it's possible. Those are the foundations. And once you have those things, as long as you're willing to work towards it, it'll happen. And you're going to have setbacks. You're going to get tired. You're going to need breaks every now and again and so on. But as long as you believe in that vision and you're willing to work for it, man, it's amazing what can happen. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Make it plain, folks. Make your vision plain for the people that you're trying to lead. Salespeople, if you're trying to lead a customer in a direction, make it plain, make it simple, make it understandable, make them understand where it is that they're going, and make sure that you see it together. And that's something that we were in just absolute awe of, to be able to see how Nick got together with his entire company to help them see and understand the vision of the company. And there's so much that leaders sometimes keep behind the veil of the people that they work with.
Right.
Right. That they don't necessarily know how profitable we really are. They don't know certain aspects of what's happening in the business. And inside of that, they just, for the most part, stay their lane and don't know much else. When you're trying to grow an organization like you've done, Nick, you have to get people to see your vision, and to not just see it, but to buy into it, believe it, embody it, right? And actually see it lived out. You're not just doing this by yourself. You want to see things lived out for the people all around you. And folks, what we were able to witness with Nick was him to give a clear understanding of where they are as a company to what it is that they need to do going forward, at least for this particular quarter and for the year. And Nick, I'm telling you, we were absolutely floored by one, what you shared, and were real enough with your people to share, because some people just covet certain things. And what is it that, and this is completely just an extra shot on inside of this five liner, but why is it that to you it's so important that you do make sure that everybody sees those details that maybe they don't need to know, but you want to make sure that they see the transparency you have for them? Why is it important that you include them in that?
Yeah, I think a mechanic told me that he works for me because he loves my vision, and they are amazed that I'll show them our profit and loss statement. Last year, we made a lot of money, and it was like some people might look at that and say, oh, this guy's rich, but the question is, what do I do with the money? And when they see newer lifts, when they see fresh paint jobs in the service department, when they see me in putting expansion and putting all of the money and then some that I'm making into making our company, not my company, our company better, more competitive, more resilient, more able to weather storms, they can understand that it is in not just my best interest, but the company's best interest to be profitable, because it provides a better life for all of us, right? And so I think that's why it's really important. And then when we're having rough times, like this year's been rough, you know, we've had growing into ourselves has been difficult, buying cars, so on. When we have the rough times, there's credibility behind when I'm saying it's tough right now and I need everybody to help me. I need you to do a little bit more right now. I need you to buckle down. I need you to help me find some ways to cut some expenses because we're struggling right now. And when I'm showing them the numbers and I'm transparent about it, and they know I'm transparent because I've shown them the good times, mm-hmm. It adds a whole bunch of credibility and it gets buy-in with your people. And I think it's super powerful. And plus, I've just never been that guy that can hide something. I can't. I'm not capable of it. And when my friends tell me they don't show profit and loss statements, I just don't. It doesn't compute. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Do you think that your people will think you're bad because you make money? Come on. Why do you think they want to work for companies that lose money?
Come on.
Bingo.
Bingo.
They want to break records. They want to be part of something big. And then that's still growing.
That's
just like your why, constantly looking for more.
Come on.
It's so true. It's so important that you're growing and that you've got a positive message and that things are going to get better. And then if you show them the path, they believe you. And when they believe you, they're willing to take the action to make it help you make it happen.
Come on, because we're doing this together, right? They're needed. You have a vision for the company, which includes them. And inside of that, that is a huge answer to the question why that often people have while doing the deal they're doing for the day or working on that car the way they're working on it, doing what they're doing. So many times we have to anchor towards a why. And one of the first questions that we ever ask any of the solutionaries that we get to train with is their why, just like right here on the show. And we thank you for that, Nick. For those of you leaders that are out there that are wondering why he exposes himself like that, that's why. Because they need to know why.
But it's to me, it's the same thing as saying if you want everybody to be rowing together in sync, they got to do it. That's how you do it. You show them, right? And then you do it with them. And when you're doing that, it goes better. And when they're all on the same mission, man, you get there a lot faster. And I love that. And also, I'll be honest, I think that it would do a lot for me personally if I was the leader, if I was in Nick's shoes, because it helps me be accountable for myself too. Mm-hmm. So when I'm spending money, I think about that because I know I'm going to be showing this on
everybody's
report,
going
right?
to
I'm going to make sure that all these things are done in the right manner. So where does my money best affect my family, which is the team that I have here, right? Because that's the one thing, Nick, and you should be very proud of, is that you have built a huge family. Mm-hmm. You help a lot of people live a life that's better than they had yesterday. And you want them to even have more. And that's why you're doing so well, brother. So it's a beautiful thing to see that. You just feel that energy when you're there. I know I did. I had a great time.
Love it.
And to add to your point, Fred, you can't give them that. You can't get people more money and more opportunity if you're not growing. I just think growth is key to success.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
One of the most important reasons why we're successful is I'm continuing to figure out how to give the great people of my company more opportunity. Mm. And that's obviously not the only reason I want to grow, but it's a huge part of it. I can tell that story. I can show example after example of how mechanics and salespeople and collectors are now managers making 100 grand plus a year and so on, and very successful and very gratified and going to conferences and meeting guys like you and going to 20 groups and everything else. And I can tell that story and I can genuinely tell them this is going to happen to you because we're continuing to grow.
So true. The measure of experiential faith. When we've been through certain experiences, then we get to share with other people, hey, there's stages to growth and you're going to grow too. And what's awesome is that you don't just provide the dream and the hope in word, but in your action, in what you do every day, not just with your people, but what you encourage with your managers and all your leaders. We love it. We absolutely love it. Inside of that, we got a little bit more detail on the why, everybody. And you all should be taking some notes on some of this. Nigga is an incredible leader that you can learn a lot from. But let's go ahead.
I can keep digging into that a little bit. On that for a split second before the next question is that I literally witnessed Nick having had a conversation with Nick talking about other dealers that he knows across the country that might be have bigger portfolios right now that he's getting information from because he's always knowing, hey, it's possible. So how do I do that? And that's powerful. I love that. And you're right. It's a constant growth. And man, kudos to you for doing that and having friends all over the country that you fit yourself. Friends, people out there. Let me tell you something. Show me your five closest friends. I'll show you your future. So that it's a big deal. So connect yourself with the right folks. All right. So
next question. And what some people may know, some of your employees may know, some of them may not. But for the industry, we want to know this particular part about Nick Marcosian's story. And that's, Nick, what brought you to automotive?
My parents tell me that when I was a kid, I was obsessed with keys and I would have a set of keys. And I remember having a big wheel with a little hole in the plastic handle. And I pretend like I'm turning on the keys. And I could tell you to this day what all my aunts and uncles drove from the time I was 5 years old. I can tell you every single car, every single relative has had. So I had this weird idiot savant relationship with automobiles. And then when I was a young kid, I started subscribing to Car and Driver and just obsessed with cars. Loved cars my whole life. And then I had a great uncle. My grandmother's brother was a successful new car dealer here in the area. Super neat guy, just a great mentor. I absolutely loved that guy and I wanted to be just like him. When I was 16, 17 years old, I used to go and harass the salespeople and the manager at a Nissan store that my uncle owned and begged them to let me be a lot guy. And finally, they just to get me off their back, they hired me. And about 3 months before I graduated from high school, I started wearing a tie as a lot tech so I could go help customers. And literally the day after I graduated from high school, I started selling cars at the Nissan store.
Wow.
And then I enrolled at the university to do music. I played the saxophone and I had a full ride scholarship for music at the saxophone. And I tried to do both. I failed miserably at both. I got fired and I lost my scholarship. So I decided a few months later, if I get hired back, car business is my path. If I don't, I'm going to go out of state to a conservatory and really get in serious about music. And little did I know that they'll hire anybody back. So that's what happened. History.
Destiny. And faith brings you to where you're at now. And it's exciting to see where that came. But yet, you're still young enough and still vibrant enough to go out and love your passion of music again. And you get to do it at a different level. You have a lot more money in your pocket than you did in those days. You have a lot more freedoms because you're building an empire. Granted, you work your butt off every single day at that dealership. I've seen that. I witnessed that. But you find time to give yourself your time because we need that. It's important, but so thankful that you got into this industry, brother. You're somebody that definitely brings a light to this industry. That's somebody why we're highlighting you today is because of what you've done for this industry so far and what you're doing for the people in your community. It's huge, folks. He's giving away cars to high school kids. I'm telling you, like, it's amazing. When we drove by the local high school there,
they're like, oh yeah,
the biggest sign that I saw for sponsorship was theirs. So they're very involved, and that's a big part of being able to give back, because man, that's special in this industry. And I'm so glad that you were able to do that through this. Now you never know what this music could do for you. I heard you play. I was blown away.
Yeah, we were like,
I thought I was going to show up and you're just going to be like, whatever. No, he was in the pocket.
He was hitting funky,
like solos, getting
he was
into it.
Funky,
he would listen to a song and be like, oh, I know that one. I'm like, no music out. I'm like, this
but he had a scholarship to play sax. Now it makes more sense. But this wasn't, it wasn't just a little bit of a hobby. We're like, oh, maybe he plays a little bit because he has some off time. And whoa, he blew us away.
It was amazing. That whole band was pretty solid, man. That guitar,
it was groovy.
The keyboard was phenomenal. I mean,
I went back to the university and I was in a combo group with those kids. So I know them really well. And they come to my office once a week and we jam together. And it's just been really fun. It's been a part of my life that I just wanted to get back to for so long. And finally, I just got myself there and I met the right people. The head of the jazz department at the U is one of my great friends. And we ride bikes together. And he lets me be in the big band there in the combo. And it's been a lot of fun.
He didn't just let you. There's a reason why. It's not just because you're friends. It's because you could play. So, folks, he's solid. And it's cool because he's constantly working on it right now. And he's practicing as much as he can. And that's great. You're going to just see some more. So looking for the music stylings of Nick Markosian coming soon, folks. So now every time I go anywhere near a jazz bar or anything, I'm always like, Nick. That's all I think of. I swear. I hear a saxophone. I think Nick. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. I'm glad that I have a friend like that. So that being said, now we know what got you into this industry. Along the way, I know you talked about that was your uncle's store and you idolized that. You wanted to be like him and all that stuff. Along the way, we all have mentors. We have people that have helped us along the way, or even if you never even met them, sometimes it's mentor by afar.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go. Who have been some of your greatest mentors up to this point?
One of them would be a friend of mine named Gus Camacho. He's a dealer out of California. I met him in 2006, and we've since become extremely close friends. That's awesome. And he was much larger than me, much more established, and I wanted to be like him. Uh-huh. And I joined the Buyer Payer 20 group with him in 2018. That opened the door to a bunch of other mentors. Another big one is a friend named Bill Holmes out of Mississippi. He does what I do, but he's been able to do it pretty much debt-free. He's the most successful business person I know. And when he was like 20 years old, he built a house out of a catalog himself. He built his dealership using plans out of a magazine.
Wow.
Unbelievable. His sales manager became his general contractor when he was like 22 years old. And that's how he built up his company.
Wow.
And he is the most successful, wealthiest guy that I know. And so, and he and I are extremely close. In fact, I played the saxophone. He got married in November and I played the saxophone at his.
Oh, wow.
And then more recently, a gentleman named Sean Richardson's become a huge mentor. He's in Oklahoma City. I think he's the most successful car dealer, just generally. He has the most, just the brain, the ideas he comes up with, right. And the way he does things. He does it right. He doesn't come up with excuses. And I'll give you an example. We were really struggling with losing accounts due to mechanical breakdowns. And we tried the loaner car program a few years ago, and it was just a nightmare for my people. And the reason why is because we didn't have enough loaner cars. And so I just finally said, we have got to do something different. We're losing too many accounts and it's a different world. Parts take forever to get.
Yes,
cars
sir.
Sit way longer than they were pre-COVID. And so you've got to come up with, our customers depend on us for their transportation. We're telling them, sorry, we ordered the wrong transmission. It's going to be another 2 weeks. That's just not going to work. It just it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong or whatever. It just doesn't work because they need a car. They can't afford Uber. They can't afford rental cars. So long story short, I call my friend Sean. We got this big problem, He goes, I have 40 loaner cars. That's how many cars it takes for me to have enough cars so that my customers can have a drive while their cars are getting repaired. So we're doing it. We're doing it. It's a big up. It's going to be a big learning curve, but we have to do it. And that's some examples of just things I call my buddies for to learn about. And I love it, man. And the thing that I want to hit home to everybody is successful people love to share.
Yes.
Successful people. They love it. With almost no exceptions. Mm-hmm. They want to teach you. They want to see you be successful. Take advantage of it. They're out there. All you have to do is ask. And the conduit for me has always been 20 groups. And it's worked incredibly well. But just anytime you see somebody that's doing something you like, ask. What's the worst thing that can happen? I think one of the reasons why we're successful is we're students of this business. We don't know anything. Mm-hmm. We knew how to sell cars yesterday. We don't have a clue about how to sell cars today.
Boom. Oh,
come on.
Man, that's a statement that needs to be taken off and put out there. Because if everyone believed that every day they walked in, their stores would do better. Because you're going to be learning and trying to get better, not sitting and resting on your laurels, right? You're going to try to find ways to improve. Because it does. It literally does change that quick, it feels like. The way the automotive industry has been, it's like, man, one day you think you got it, and then the next day you're like, I don't even know anything anymore. Like, I can't even acquire cars anymore. What's happening? So
it is. It's been amazing. A roller coaster. And if you don't have that student mentality, holy crap, you're just going to get clobbered. Right. And what's happened to us on it, luckily we make quick course corrections, but man, it's just a crazy world out there. But it's also, that's what makes it so exciting and fun.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But, and that's why it's so pivotal that you do have the mentors to help you through those seasons, right? Because so many times you can be running through a big season or a tough season for yourself and doubt yourself. Doubt that you can get through it, doubt that you're going to make it through it, and also doubt some good advice. And that's where it's awesome to be able to have the people that can cut on you and say, no, you're better than this. You're going to make it through it and walk you through it. And at the same time, call you out on your BS of the reasons why you're not doing it, of what is stopping you from getting where you want to go. It's very good to have those mentors, especially those forerunners for you to be able to say, hey, you got there. I want to know how to get there. And you can't be more right about just saying, teach me, tell me, help me. They want to. Amen. It feels good to teach.
It does. And I love this. Facebook user says, this is awesome content. Rock on. Can't live in the past.
Can't, because you're in the
present. You can learn from the past. You just can't live there anymore. That's it.
Right. That's right. So with that, and speaking of that, thank you for that layup, Facebook user, as we get to the next question on this five-liner. And that is, understanding everybody, we have some different hiccups in life. We take some lumps on the head, slugs in the gut, hits on the chin. But we get up and we keep going, we keep rocking, we keep making things happen. So for you, Nick, what has been one of the hardest lessons you've had to learn getting where it is that you are today?
Wow.
That always lets out a good bit of air.
I think the hardest lesson I learned is the little things that you make, little decisions that you make early on in your life can have huge consequences. Mm-hmm. I was 25 years old when I started my business, and I started it with a partner. And I just happened to be having lunch with a buddy of mine that I sold cars with. And he said, can I be business partners with you? And I said, okay.
That sounds good.
And it was hard. It didn't work out at all. And at the end, it was 10 years in. The only way that I was able to part ways with my partner was to basically go bankrupt and get to that point where, okay, either I'm going to take on all this debt and this mess of a company, or you can take it and I'll walk. Which would you like to do? That's how the relationship ended. Really think about those decisions. My first wife is another example.
We love you, Nick.
It's okay. Yeah,
it's okay.
Car guy call. How's it go?
Hey.
Yeah, let's get married.
Keep growing, brother.
Yeah.
And then she had when you're landing in an airplane and you see the red lights going down the runway, the red flags everywhere. So my ex-wife was a runway of red flags. that I chose to ignore because she was hot.
I love you so much. That is so true.
We've all been there. Yes. We've made those mistakes.
Yeah, so these lessons, man, for me, it's just you got to think things through a little more carefully because these are big life decisions that you cannot take casually. You got to make sure you're making the right decisions. And I've had to learn those lessons extremely over the top the hard way. But luckily, I think I have learned my lessons. I think I have learned from my mistakes, and I'm much more careful about my decision making.
Quick question. Do you know what SmartPixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at m1-data.com.
Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
Yeah. Good, more calculated. You have process for it now. When you're going to make a decision, how to weigh out the pros and the cons and do all that kind of stuff, which comes with a lot of times with trial and tribulation. A lot of times it's the mistakes that we made that we learned from. That's why there's really no losses if you learn. And that's the thing. Like, you got, if you learn from that, was actually great that you learned because you needed to learn that. So it's good that you went through those struggles. I love talking about the red flags. I just can't. Now I'm envisioning that. Now I'm going to think about red flags all the time in a runway. Anything. Like, this isn't the time. This isn't the one to land in.
Not the one.
On the flip side of all that, we had hardest lessons. So far, we talked about your why. We talked about what brought you into automotive. Pretty much the day you were born, you had keys in your hand ready to be in this industry. Mentors, people that have been helping you along the way, current friends that are doing things that seem grand, that are pouring advice to you, just wanting to help you, right? That's what mentorship is about. That's why it's important that you listen. Because folks, let me tell you something. You can tell everybody everything, but only a few of the horses will actually drink the water you bring them to. So you got to make sure that it's okay to tell everybody because you want them to grow. Anyway, that being said, we talked about your mentors. We talked about your hardest lessons. What has been your greatest reward for all the work you've done up to this point?
Wow. The greatest reward is I spent the week at a nerdy music camp last week at Stanford, and my business was happening. It was humming. Cars were getting reconditioned. Cars were getting sold. People were doing their jobs.
Yep. And records were being hit, right?
I'm nerding out on music. How much that to me is so gratifying that I have that freedom. I have that freedom. Yes, I have to work. Yes, I have to be involved. But once you put your faith and trust in people and they know that you have their back,
yep,
and they have the freedom to make bad decisions sometimes, that's so powerful to them. And so empowering to them, and they know they got a lot big responsibility on their shoulders, but they're ready to go out there and prove that they're worthy of that faith and that trust that you've put into them. And so I think that to me is like, how much rewarding can it be that you're out doing whatever you want to do and you got this business that's churning out profits and making money and providing livings for people? I just can't think of a greater reward than that.
Oh, that's amazing.
You're so right on. It's a phenomenal reward for everyone. You, the people there, their families, the people that are buying cars and their families, the lending institutions, your lending institution, the insurance companies. There's so many things that this is helping people with, right? And being able to know that you can step away for a week and that the people there trust you enough to know that they can make a decision and you trust them enough to make that decision. Powerful. Yeah. So that is huge.
People that are good and talented, they don't want you breathing down their neck.
No, they don't.
They want you to coach them. They want you to cheer them on. They do not want to get in the details of what they're doing all the time. You know, when things are off, I get a little more involved.
Sure.
But otherwise, do your deal, man. Rock and roll.
That's right. I'm here
to help. Anything I can do to help.
So true. Especially
a lot of owners feel like that's not your job, or it's lazy to let other people do that stuff for you. And I think a lot of people really struggle with that. And I think that's why growth seems so much harder for some folks than it does for others, because they cannot let go and let their people do their thing.
That's such a great leadership clip you just made right there, because that is so needed. And if you ever want to advance in leadership, you better learn delegation. You better learn how to trust people to do what it is that they're trusted to do. That's how they feel valued, right? And we're Kentuckians over here, okay? So we love some horses and recognize that these are some fast, powerful beasts that are taking a track, and they have this tiny little guy on top, right? And no matter how strong or powerful this beast is, you still want to reduce the weight of that tiny little guy, right? You want to keep him as light as possible on the back of this horse that needs to be let loose to run and go and succeed at their pace. And yes, there's a little bit of weight that's on their shoulder, but the idea is to reduce that weight so they can run the freest, they can run the fastest, and they get to enjoy the victory. Because in the end, we want to put a bouquet of roses over everybody. We want everybody crowned. And just like you were saying earlier on some of the mistakes, once we do find the right people, though, we may have gone into business with some of the wrong people in the past. But now that we have a humming and jumping business that you can take away from your full attention because you trust the people that you have.
That's right.
That is an incredible reward that I have picked the right people. You all know the deal. You all have hired some people inside of your organization. And for the ones that don't make it, sometimes we beat ourselves up so much on, man, I wish we could have kept them. I wish we could have done something better. Or we sometimes don't ever introspect. We don't ever see what we do wrong or where we could have grown. Well, that person doesn't need to be with us. But the importance of finding the right people is so important so you can have not just your time freedom, but your mind free, right? To where you're able to speak on what it is that you believe and think and have the right people that are able to take that vision and run with it. And you trust them enough to also challenge it and say, we might want to look at this a little bit. And this is a something that you're not quite seeing in our measure of the field, right? Pay attention to that. And we love that you create the atmosphere where they can do that. And you said something big there about being free to fail. That is so mature. That is so smart. That's one, that's something that needs to be had to everybody. Be free to be able to fail and know that you're going to get back up and it's not over if you do.
Lou, I really, when you guys came and your mantra of forgive, that was a huge part of the equation that really hit home for me. You got to forgive people. I don't think there's a person working for anybody else that doesn't want to do their best.
That's right.
And they come to work and they want to do their best. They just need guidance and counseling and coaching. They don't need you to sit there and tell them everything they're doing wrong. That's not, and they don't need you to regurgitate a bad decision that was made 6 months ago over and over and over again. Get over it, forgive, and so you can fly. And it's a powerful mantra, and it really hit home for me when I heard you guys say it.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and we honor that, and we're so glad that was able to inspire you in any little way that it did. And that's what it's about. It's about sharing those things. And we got inspired while we were there visiting you. That's why we're excited to have you on the show today and share you with our network. And I just wanted everyone to see what you are about. And you know, that there's some great people out there. There's great leaders that are doing big things, independent, franchise, doesn't matter. It's about leadership. And you lead extremely well, my friend. And in the way that you adjust, in the way that you're always trying to find ways to be better, you're going to keep growing. And that's why you will always be happy and you will always be looking for things more. You're going to be a lot like me. I already know it. Like as we get older, we're still going to want to do things. We could retire probably and be like, no, I'm good, but we won't want to. We're going to want to find more things because we're going to feel like we're dying if we're not. And I really believe that. So kudos to you, Nick. Thank you so much for your time today, folks.
My pleasure, guys.
Make sure you guys know. Oh, thank you so much. And folks, if you guys want to reach out to Nick, send him a message. Let him know how great he was today. Thanks for the information that he shared, his inspiration, his motivations, and what brings him to where he's at today. Folks, this is a true solutionary that's leading the way out there for a lot of us to follow. So keep reaching out to him. Reach out to him on social media. He's on every social media platform you can imagine. He's out there. His business is out there. He's got plenty of locations. If you're in Salt Lake City area at all, I'm talking about 100-mile radius of it, you can come buy a vehicle from them. They have a place that you can get to quick and conveniently, and they'll help you right now. So love it.
And just like you heard Nick express, that there's the mentors that are out there that are free to tell you what they did to get where they are or help you out. Nick is one of those solutionaries that is a beacon to the industry. Very well respected. So many people honor Nick Marcosian and everything that he's doing. But if you want to take your business to the next level, reach out to Nick. I'm sure he's going to pour out the solutions. But of course, it's up to you to sip them on up, everybody. And speaking of sipping them all up, looks like I'm at the last
sip right now.
Perfect. Last sip of the show. And we are ready to go. So with that, we're going to end this with dropping those F-bombs that don't offend the moms, everybody. That forgive, focus, fly message. And we're going to be loud and proud as we do that. Nick. One more time before we end the show on three. One, two, three.
Forgive.
Focus.
Fly.
And keep growing, everyone.
Thank you so much for everybody jumping in. If you are watching this on the live, thank you so much. If you're catching this on the replay, go ahead and throw your comments in there. Reach out to Nick. We are so thankful that you took the time to brew with us today. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only, Nick Marcosian.
And that's right, everybody. Keep brewing solutions. We will see you soon. Rock it out. Have a great day. We're out.